Well, welcome everyone. We'll go to the first item on the agenda. Apologies.
Thank you, Mayor. Apologies have been received from Councillors Chowdhury, Johnson, Mrs. Jones, Lamb, Whittaker and Spedding.
Thank you. Item number two, declarations of interest. Are there any? You've all seen the agenda, I'm sure. None? No declarations of interest. Urgent business. No urgent business, thank you. So we'll go move to item number four, appointment of parish council representatives to the standards committee, and I invite Deputy Monitoring Officer to
thank you, Mayor.
This item.
This is to update members and seek their approval. Following interviews held last month, myself and the Monitoring Officer carried out of interviews with four interested parish councillors. We've successfully appointed two individuals, the first being a Mr. Valid Kenebi, who's currently a parish councillor for Brislingcote, and an Alison Trennery, who is a councillor to Uttoxeter Town Council. So that's the update. Thank you.
Thank you. So can I have a proposer for that for this item? Councillor Fletcher, and a seconder as well, please. Councillor Goodfellow. Would anyone like to speak on the on this matter? No? Okay. In that case, we'll go to the vote. All those for? That's unanimous, isn't it? Okay. I will go through against and abstentions. None. So we okay at that? Okay, item number five, Washlands Enhancement Project. I'm going to have ask for a name vote on this. Now, I've been told that I need a fifth of you to say that we can do that. So if you're happy with a name vote, please put your hands up. In that case, we will have a name vote. Thank you. So I invite Deputy Leader for the Regeneration and Planning Policy, and here he comes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In December 2018, we provisionally committed £1.26 million to this project before. Previous elected members will remember that we discussed this almost last year. The only difference between that and now is the library is not part of the scheme, which has reduced it by 210,000. So the amount that we're requesting is 1.05 million. There's been, if this is successful tonight, following this, we'll have a lot of public consultation, and members will have an opportunity to input into the detail and other ideas that may increase the cost, but not past 1.05 million. So the cost in the report is 731,000. That's estimated at the moment, but there's other ideas that I know members have got, and who knows what the public are going to come back with. So that requesting 1.05 million on the back of that. So if anybody's got any questions, I'd like to propose that we accept the recommendation and the report.
So can I have a seconder for this? Councillor Goodfellow. Okay. So we're going to go to the debate. So would anyone like to speak on this, to ask questions? Councillor Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can you just explain? It says 1.26 million, which we know was coming from Bargates, but it says it's going to be reallocated from other funds. Do you know what those other funds are?
The existing receipts available in the capital receipts pot. So it's already existed. We're not borrowing any more for it.
Anyone else? Okay. So we're now going to go to the vote. It's a name vote, of course, as I've just been reminded, of course. So if we start, would you like to call them up?
So thank Chris, you, Mayor. So I'll read out councillors' names by surname in surname order. So beginning with Councillor Ackroyd.
Four.
Councillor Allen.
Four.
Councillor Andjelkovic.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilth.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Four.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Four.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Hussain.
Against.
Councillor Cloran.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Raybould.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Four.
Councillor Shrive.
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Four.
Councillor Walker.
Against.
Finally, Councillor Wyman.
Four. Yep. That's been carried. Thank you. Okay, we'll now go on to item number six, the HS2 update and qualifying authority status for the purpose of high speed rail and Midlands to Crewe Bill. Again, George is staying there, so please, Councillor Helen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I really don't have a lot to add to this. It's quite a complex report, unless you've been, we all had a briefing on it, so hopefully everyone grasps what this is about. This is really taking advantage of the High Speed 2 Bill, which, as yet, is still progressing through Parliament. So, but we have to react on what we know now, and so this gives us an opportunity to recoup some of the planning costs in relation to officer time on any applications relating to High Speed 2 as it progresses through the country, if unless government make a different decision. So with that, I recommend that we accept the recommendations set out in paragraph 11 of the report. Take any questions.
Okay, can I have a thank you. Councillor Greg Hall, seconder. Any questions on this, please? None? Okay, so we'll go to the vote. Those in favour? Yep, we'll... There is no need to go for it. It is unanimous, so it is. It's been carried. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Allen. Okay, at this point of the meeting, I'm going to exclude the press and the public. Therefore, I move that in accordance with Section 100A, 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted, or the nature of the proceedings, that would be disclosed exempt information.